Why do you want to increase your salary? Reasons come first and answers second. And I learned this important lesson in a very funny way. A couple of years ago, I was living as a teacher in Thailand. I was teaching to these large multinational organizations. And I realized that a large proportion of senior management positions were often filled by Westerners. I was really surprised to find out that most, if not all, of these senior management positions were filled by people with families. Now, in my mind, I was thinking, like, why would a company actually fly over someone from the Western world, including their wife and their kids, and pay for everything? You know, they pay for their education and transport and their apartment. Wouldn't it be much more cost effective to hire someone who is single? But here's the thing that I learned. People with families, they're often being perceived as stable. They have a reason to work hard for their company because they want to provide for their family. Now, here's an interesting statistic from TUC that backs this up. Dads with one kid earn an average of 21% more in salary. And dads with two kids or more earn 9% more salary than dads. On top of that, 29% of employers, they say that dads are more committed to their jobs after having a baby. Now, you may think like, oh, you know, I don't have a baby, I don't have a family. Like, how does this apply to me? But the same applies in other areas of life as well. So let's say that you're single. People with higher wages may actually increase the value and attractiveness of a person on the dating market. And this is not just like some statistic, this is actually from the International Journal of Manpower. When your why is big enough, the hows actually take care of themselves. So many people, they say, yeah, I want pay rises, I want to increase my salary, but they don't take the actions and strategies that are required to do that. Why? Because they don't have a why, they don't have a reason to. And maybe you say, yeah, of course I have a reason, I have a why. But it's probably not big enough, otherwise you would have a salary increase by now. So how do you increase this why, these reasons for you to get a pay rise, so you're more inspired and motivated to earn more and to ask for raises and to apply for better jobs? Well, here's how you do it. Your brain will work much harder on something that's truly important to you. So if you want something to be more important, what you do is you have to stack up benefits. The more benefits you can see of having an increased income or an increased salary, the more inspired and motivated you are to actually take action. The way you do this is by stacking up benefits after benefits for you to get an increased salary or to get a pay rise. So for this exercise, I want you to think, what are your reasons to get pay rises? If you have a family, your reasons may be that you want to be a good dad or a good husband or a good wife and provide for your family, as I showed you in the example. Another reason might be that you want to move to a better place. 2 years ago, I moved to this beautiful penthouse apartment in London. Well, it's not really a penthouse, it's in the middle of the building, but I like to call it a penthouse. But it's a beautiful apartment, and the expenses of this place was much more than actually renting a place. But you know, I really wanted it, so I had a reason to increase my salary. And since we moved, I actually got 6 pay rises because I was really motivated and inspired to get pay rises, to pay for this place and still to have a quality of life where I didn't have to be frugal and still could do other things as well. So what are these reasons for you? Is it that you have more energy, you feel more motivated, you can start to save and invest and build some cash flow for your business? Is it because you want to feel more valuable in your company? Is it because you want to travel the world and have a bit of cash flow that allows you to do that? Is it because you want to grow and expand and develop every area of life, not just your health or relationships, but also your money and your career? Whatever it is, list as many benefits as you possibly can. For this exercise, I urge you to write a minimum of 10. But the more benefits you can see, the more you will teach your subconscious mind to take action and actually go for it, rather than staying stuck and not really do anything.